listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And want to remind you that tonight you can tune into the Cleveland Browns preview show with host Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 850 and, of course, 92.3 The Fan. That is the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's written right over your head.
Right behind
New sign.
Here. New sign here. So I got to tell you, yesterday I'm sitting at home. I'm on my way home, and then I get home and I look at my phone. I have text messages. I have emails. I have
missed phone calls.
I have missed phone calls. I have tweets. And it was like an overwhelming outpouring of support. The general theme was thank you. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you so much. And I'm like, what's going on? What did I do? I don't even know what I've done here. And it's like, thank you so much. You did such a great thing today. Emergency rooms reported a significantly lower percentage of bleeding ears yesterday at around 3 o'clock. And I was like, what's going on? Why are these people, why is that a relevant fact to me?
Yeah, what is it?
I have no idea what happened. And then it all clicked. I finally put it all together.
What was it?
I was told that we actually went a little bit long on our show. So people got 2 minutes less of the Golden Boys, and it was like they felt like it was Christmas. It was like, oh my God, you've given us this
Christmas
gift.
Come early.
Christmas come early. We're down 2 out of 120, only 118 minutes today. And it was like, oh my God, I can't thank you enough. And people I've never seen, I was going shopping at the grocery store last night, and people were like, thank you, can you make it 3 minutes tomorrow? That's the only thing that could be better. Could you make it 3 minutes tomorrow so I don't have to listen to that? Please. And I was like, listen, I didn't even know it happened.
I didn't either.
It wasn't intentional. But you know what? Sometimes Christopher Columbus wasn't looking for America either. You know what I mean? But it worked out pretty well.
It did.
So, you know, it was just one of those things. It's so cool when you can have that kind of impact.
And what outreach.
The outpouring of thanks and support. And I thought it was like National Thank You Day for a second because I'm not used to getting so many thank yous. And it was
right.
Just like.
And something so small.
Yeah. And you know, it must have been somebody must have just brought attention to it.
Right.
And so whoever that person is, I want to thank them.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of people noticed it on their own and probably were like, yes, fist pumps, high fives. You heard a lot of like, woo, yeah. But, like, I just want to thank whoever brought attention to that, too, because without them, you know, you can't have a widespread message without a messenger.
Correct.
So thank you to everybody. And thanks, everybody, for the thank you. And I'll just close by saying once again, you're welcome, Cleveland. Thank you very much. All right, let's get into our show here. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm on Cleveland Browns Daily. We are, of course, driven by the good folks at Liberty Ford. We've got a lot to get to today. We heard from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. We are going to hear from the AFC's Offensive Player of the Week, Josh McCown. I sat down with him. We'll hear from him at about 2 p.m. today as well. We'll go around the league at 2:30. And, of course, it is Mailbag Wednesday. You can tweet the show at @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm57, although he won't look at it. You can tweet @MattWilhelm35. He won't look at that either.
No.
He's got two Twitter accounts. He will look at neither of them. But if you use the hashtag.
I like being included.
You do.
I do.
If you use the hashtag AskCBD. And just, you weren't on Twitter. You were included on a lot of those tweets. People were giving you. It wasn't just about me.
Oh, good.
We're a team. And they also wanted to thank Ross Tucker as well. And I saw him included at Ross Tucker NFL, a fine analyst who does a very good job. And he was included
and
as
actually
well.
Knows a lot about football.
Yeah, played the game, works for SiriusXM NFL Radio.
Talks about it every day on his podcast.
He's got a podcast. I mean, it was like we were like the three musketeers of your welcomeness.
Yes.
And to the people, we were the three musketeers.
If we could only replicate that day more often.
I mean, it would be, wow. It's like I knew, it's like the world was like a slightly better place for only 2 minutes. And we had a part to do with it. And that's like all I hope. That's like give 10. Like, all we had to do was give two yesterday.
Try to give two every day.
I would love to. I would love to.
Let's do it for a whole week.
I think it would be great. You know, it's amazing. Like, sometimes, you know, we don't have an opportunity to come on right at 1 o'clock, but we don't cry about it.
No.
We don't cry to our mammy. We don't grab our purse and get some tissues and dot our faces and complain. We just do our show.
Right.
Like professionals.
Yes.
But sometimes when we go long, we get thanked, and it's, like, amazing.
It's like a win-win.
I'm not even – and you know the thing about it is I'm not even going to ask for, like, those extra 2 minutes. I know you're paid by a show, and you're not going to go in and say, you know, I really deserve another, like, 1/60th of a show check.
Right.
Because that's the kind of guy you are.
Give me 50 cents. I'll give my kids – take them to the vending machine.
It's the horse sense of this guy, Matt Wilhelm, that gets you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I like. That's what I like. You know, it is just – I feel so good today.
It is. We're turning the page today as well.
We are. We're turning the page. We're on to Denver.
On to Denver.
On to the Broncos.
The win's behind us. Let's beat another one.
This is a team that's won two games without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Ripe for the taking.
Somebody's got to beat them. Why not us?
Why not us?
Why not us? All right. As I said, 216-578-0850, the way to get on board. The mailbag, at hashtag AskCBD. You can get that to us as well. And I got to tell you, Josh McCown, AFC Offensive Player of the Week, well-deserved. Where's the love for Travis Coons as the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week?
Who got it?
I don't even know, but I know it's not Coons.
Right. I know.
I don't even want to know.
I thought the same thing.
I don't want to know.
Immediately when I got the press release via email from the Cleveland Browns about the announcement that Josh McCown was named AFC Offensive Player of the Week, that was not – it was congratulations.
Mike Nugent.
Oh, the Bengals game winner.
He kicked it off the upright. He didn't even put it through clean.
And the wind pushed it in.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, oh. As much as I'd like Travis Coons to be named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Mike Nugent, Buckeye, 2002 National Championship team, I got much love for Mike Nugent.
Mike Nugent's not perfect, though. Mike Nugent's missed kicks in the National Football League.
He's also played a decade of football.
You're focusing on the wrong details,
okay, sorry.
Will. You're focusing
that 2 minutes
on all the wrong facts.
Okay.
Bottom line
business.
The guy is perfect in the National Football
You're
League.
Right.
Can't be. There isn't a kicker alive who's converted a higher percentage of their kicks in the National Football League than Travis Coons.
Nobody. In his entire career.
Nobody. Nobody.
Good.
Not a single person.
Don't jinx this kid.
I'm not going to. He's Mr. Perfect. He's California cool, man. Petten was telling the
story.
Is he
the only kicker from California?
By the way, he went when Mike Petten asked him where he wanted the ball. Chris Tabor had an answer because he watches him kick every
right.
practice. Travis Coons like, whatever, man. Seriously, that's really what he said.
I believe it.
Like, whatever.
I'm actually interviewing Travis Coons, so it'll be up on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app here in probably the next day or two.
By the way, I also learned he's a thrill seeker. He likes some extreme sports.
ATV and snowboarding, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'll get into that with him and see what he says.
Absolutely.
I'm going to extract as much as I can from the California cool.
Absolutely, you will. So in the interest of staying on time, we'll take a break right now. Let's do that.
We're 2 minutes late.
Let's do that.
Are we ever going to get that 2 minutes back?
We'll make it up in the air. It's beautiful. Like an airplane, get on there. You're a little late. We'll get it in the air. We'll make it up in the air. When we come back, we will open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850, and we'll start to take a look at this Denver Broncos team led by, of course, the great Peyton Manning right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.